Okay. Last week we had a taste of a delicious taste of the Maharal's racism. And it's a racism to Kedusha. And it's coming from the Sherashim of Torah. And we're not ashamed. These past few days, this past week, we've been seeing plenty of chilukim between Yisrael and Ha'amim. And a lot of what we're going to be learning now, the last piece of the perek, is very much nageya to what's happening now in the world, which you'll see. On page Lamed Dalet. Lamed Vav. Right. Lamed Vav. So the Maharal was teaching us that Yisrael has a special Seder. The world is not all the same. All human beings are not created equal. And therefore there are pulis elokios. Therefore Klal Yisrael has special mitzvahs that relate to the nefesh elokis, to who they really are. And that only through being mekayim these pulis, these actions, is a Jew able to be meitzim nakayach lapoil, to reveal the essence of who he is. Now, where do the umais fit into this? So that's what we're up to now. Uvneki akum heimen oilam hativi. Akum goyim amin oilam hativi. They're part of the ma'arech, is the seder of the physical world. The physical world. That's why the Maharal says keseder in his svarim. He writes a lot about this in the Sefer HaNetzach. That's why Bichlal, you see that Akum, Goyim, are more comfortable in the world. A Yid doesn't become comfortable in this world. He tries to become comfortable. But even our biggest enemies understood that the Jews are wandering. They don't fit in. They don't belong. Because this isn't home, it's not home base. I mean, for a Goy, this world is his place. Mimela, since he's part of the Olam HaTeva suits him. Stamal says, "V'neki akum heimen olam hativi, lekach heim shivim umais." Now he explains that's why there are 70 nations. Why? So it's obvious. Ki olam hateva niver b'shivas yimei bereishis. This world is symbolized by the number 7. This is already very famous in the name of the Maharal. That this world is a world of 7. The world beyond this world, the bechina beyond, that's called yovel, right? Beyond is shmini, is the 8th. So over here, this is a very big yesod in the writings of the Maharal, just to get a little bit of a taste in footnote 59. Again, only when the footnotes are necessary. Yesod nofutz ma'od v'sefrei Maharal, page Lamed Vav, footnote 59. This is a very common theme in the Svarim of Maharal. L'dugma b'netzach Yisrael yutez, heiv yizdivei gmor be'erchen. Shekinor, shahoy b'mikdash hoyo shal shiva nimen. The kinor, the harp that was in the Mikdash, in the Beis HaMikdash, consisted of 7 chords, 7 strings. Because of Sham, the Maharal explains, why is it that the Kinur in the Beis HaMikdash was of 7? Ki Hashir Meira Al Shleimus. This is the Maharal in all of his Svarim. This is a Torah that's very, very beautiful that we find throughout the Maharal's Svarim. He explains that Ashir, the song, a song is when a person reaches a state of Shleimus, when something is finished. We even feel that. Then you have a Cheshek. Then there's a cheshek to sing. Singing means that something has been completed. Stamal says the shleimus of this world, the best this world could be, is 7. It's the shleimus of this world is the number 7, which is the olam hateva. Ki olam hazeh, the olam hateva. Shenivu b'shivus yimei breishis. B'sham perek lamed beis kosav. Madregas Olam Hazeh Misbar Shiva. The Madrega of this world is 7. What he's talking about over there, the Maharal says, is discussing the Gemara that says that Mitzoy Shvius Ben David, Mashiach Tzikenu, there's a very ripe time for Bias Hagoyel, for Mashiach's arrival, is Mitzoy Shvius, is Nachshmita. It means why? Because it means that the world has reached its point of Shleima, so to speak. The 7 has been completed. 8 is already that bechina that is very ripe for something beyond this world. That's the need of Mitzoy Shvius, Noch Shmita. So that's what he's talking about over there. That's the madreg of this world is 7. The Bechidush HaGodus Sanhedrin, Kosev Ha'ilam Hazem, Yusad Amispar Shiva, Hem Shivas Yimei Bereshiv, Hem Kosev B'Rosh HaShabbos Shuva, Ki Shiva Yamim, Hem Yimei Teva. Shigashmas, that's the number of this physical world, Shehem Neged Shivas Yimei Breishis, Shabar Kadosh Baruch Hu Teva HaGashmis. That's a Kaseder in his Svarim. And even the number 7, which the Maharal discusses in many, many places, is the whole Indian of 7, which we spoke about a few weeks ago, also on Shabbos, the different Ktsavos, the four directions of Mizrach, Ma'ariv, Darim, and Safan, right? East, west, north, and south, Lamala, Lamata, above and below, and the center point is the Shvius, is 7, is the Bechin of Shabbos. What we're not going to talk about here, but it's something which he mentions in the note, which needs to be discussed elsewhere. Not, it's more nageya to a different place. Is very often we find sheishis and meibreishis, that 6 is the world, is the number of this world, and not 7. But the Maharal will often use like he does here shivas yemei breishis. In Chazal we're more comfortable, we're more familiar with sheishis yemei hamaisa, sheishis yemei breishis, I spoke about this a few weeks ago, that the whole mohus of 6 is that it's a hachana for 7. It's a preparation for 7. Just like Erev Shabbos, the Indian of Erev Shabbos is that Erev Shabbos, we don't really believe in Friday. It's not a Yiddish thing, Friday. We have Erev Shabbos. I mean, it used to be, in the old days, one would feel Erev Shabbos very, very much. The whole Erev Shabbos was Erev Shabbos. Now, right, you could run, you could go up, you can get off the train, you could buy something in the bakery and in the meal mart or something, or chapanash, and you can run home. Erev Shabbos is not the way it used to be. That's where Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, I mentioned a few weeks ago, that Rabbi Yaakov used to say, and I heard the same thing, I saw from Rabbi Yosef Ben Soloveitchik, Alav Shalom, said the same thing, that in America there are many Shomer Shabbos Yidden, but Shomer Erev Shabbos you don't see so much. That's a different to what it means to be a Shomer Erev Shabbos, to live every minute Erev Shabbos is Shabbos. So the union of 6 and 7 is already, it's a different, 6 and 7 in other words belong to one category. 6 is already is a chelik of 7. So the fact that you'll find sheishis yemei, shivas yemei, it's really hainu hach, the two parts of one unit. But we don't have to go into that right now. We understand that 7 is the kloliest of this world, is the shlemus of this world. So the moral, back up, we don't have to finish this. So back upstairs. And that's why there are 70 nations that correspond, which is a multiple of the number 7. The number 10, as you know, always represents a kaima shleima. 10, which there are 10 spheres. 10 means something on a more cosmic, large scale. That's the number 10. 7 are single digits, and 70 means something which has expanded and has become more of a universal cosmic reality. You look in footnote 60. B'gur Aryeh Bamidbar, Bi'er is Shivas HaMizbochas Shabona Bilam. This is how the Maharal explains the whole lineage of the 7 Mizbochas, the 7 altars that Bilam built in his effort to undermine Kedushas Yisrael, to curse Klal Yisrael, Vezel L'Shayne. The Maharal writes there in Gur Aryeh. Bilam Omar Kihu Roish L'Shivim Umas. Chazal already said that Bilam held himself to be the Roish of the 70 nations. The Novi, the Roish of the 70 nations. U'mispah HaShivim Him K'may Sheva. 70 and 7 really is one Yisoid. Maharal writes this all the time. 70 is just a multiple of 7. Shetoich Mispah HaKlal Mispah HaPrati. Just that 7 is the Mispah HaProti, that's more negated to the individual, and Shivim is more of a Klaliistic version or manifestation of the number 7. Ubenetzach Yisrael Lamed Beis, Hoyim Akrivim B'Shivas Yimei Sukkis. You know, it says in Svarim that any time that it's coming to a Yontiv, that Yontiv always has a way of getting itself into what you're learning. So when it's Chanukah, you'll always come, even if you're learning Zvachim Menachos, because you'll find a Rishon that brings up the Inyan of Chanukah. It's always like that. So we're coming to Yontiv. So Hayim Akrivim B'Shivas Yimei Sukkos. Everybody knows what are the Kabbonis of the 7 days of Sukkos. Shem Akrivim Shivim Parim Keneged HaUmas. That's the whole side of the 70 Kabbonis Keneged the Shivim Umas, the 7 days of Sukkos, which mean the 7 days of this world. Hakrov is shivim parim b'shivim simei sukis ki shiva v'shivim doimim v'shavim u'mizet teda ki umas yeshlam oylem hazeh shnivim b'shivim simei bereishis. This world is a world that belongs primarily, the physical world, that's the domain of the umas ha'oylem. U'mizetiv ha'avoyde kasuk ki shivim nechlal b'shivim u'benetzach perikzayin kasuk ki ein chilik ben shmoyne v'shmoynim. This is a yisayt throughout the Maral Svarim. That's a klaliistic misper. And he does this. There are certain chilukim. Akolpanim. That's another example where we find that the number 7 and 70 on the gate to the umas ha'olam. So Bilam, who's the Reisha Umais, that number. Is nogeya to the amount of mizbachas that he was building. Okay, back up on top. All the chazals were all the chazals that talk about Shmini Atzeres. There's Bilchudoy. It says in the Zohar Kodesh that the Rebbe Yishlom takes Klal Yisrael into a room by himself. It's Cheder Hirasi. It's the meaning of being alone. Chasn and Kala. Shmini Atzeres is a gevaldige yichud. It's the biggest yichud of the whole years on Shmini Atzeres. Is the yichud, is the unity that exists between the chasn and kala, between Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael and Shmini Atzeres, is Ein L'Shar V'Ein L'Tayr. It's a very great yichud, because that's when the chasn and kala are alone. That's Klal Yisrael, is Koshal I Pray Doscha, right? That's to stay alone with it. Once we finished up with the Shivim Umas during the Shivis Yimei Sukkis, so then it's time for Shmini Atzeres, is Bil Chadoi. That's when Klal Yisrael is alone with the Eibishter. So Va'uma Yechida, the Uma Yechida, the unique Uma, Klal Yisrael, Haisa Al HaTeva, which rises above, which transcends this world, V'hi Keneged HaShmini. Klal Yisrael corresponds to that world that's called the Shmini, which is called the Eighth. That's the Uma Yechida, Yechida Liachdach, what we say in Hashanahs, and so on. Yechida, the unique, special people, that's Klal Yisrael. That's why, and Shemini Atzeres, that he brings the, a little bit from the Chazals in 61. Look in 61. Hashemini miyuchad avka l'Yisrael, but avizei yedua b'mashu hu shahoyim makrivim, b'shivas yimei sukkah, shahoyim makrivim, shivim parmes, k'nagudumus. V'achar, hashivim makrivim par echad. That's Shemini Atzeres, par echad. One. Par echad. V'yam Shemini Atzeres, neged ha'uma hi Yisraelis, ha'yechidah, the Maral says, v'chein in Gurus Hashem, v'yam Yisrael, v'yam Umi Yechidah, we find this lotion that's used in the Piyutim, shkos nizborach, ki'achdusim shi Yisrael nevas, me'achdusi yisborach, that the Jewish people resemble the Rebbeinu Shlolem in such a way, which is Yechida Liachdach, that we are the unique, singular nation who have the unique ability and schus to be Miyachad Shem Hashem, to unify God's name in this world. That's Yechida Liachdach. Okay, on top. Ki Hashmini Hu Al HaTeva. And this is something which I'm sure you're all familiar with, that's the Inyan of Bris Milah, that's the Inyan of Chanukah, and all of those Torahs by Bris Milah and Chanukah, that the Inyan of a Bris is that it takes a Jew, and it says that even the guf, even the body of a Jew is not something which is Meshubat Teteva, it's not something which is a chalik of this world, but even the guf of a Yid, even the body, the physical life of a Jew is something which rises above the world, therefore it has the chaysim of the Bris Kodesh on the eighth day, which is above the world. And many of I'm sure you're familiar with this Torah of eight. That's why the Maral says in many places that Shmoina is the Oisius Neshama. It's the Pnimius Shmoina is Neshama, and that's the Inyan of the Shmoina Begadim of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur v'chulu. All of those and the Shemen Hamishcha. That's why it's Nimshach Bashemen. Hashemen is Oisius Shmoina. Hashemen is the Oisius Shmoina. All of that is from one place. It's coming from the Pnimius, from the essence. Lakach roi, therefore roi li Yisrael haTorah. Therefore, this world and all that's in it can never satisfy a Jew, because we already learned that's not the shleimus of a Jew. The nefesh elokis, that a Jew comes from somewhere else, from the world of Shemaina. That's why the Gemara says that when Mashiach will come, then the harp and the kina and the mikdash is going to have eight. It's going to have eight strings. Eilam Hab is ten, but it's going to have eight. That's the only kind of a song that a Jew is happy with. That's why we can't really find any simcha in the Narishkeit that's called Jewish music these days. That anybody that knows me knows that I'm meshuggah about that. What they call music that they're playing, the new music, all the songs sound exactly the same anyway. But that beat, that whole beat, that's never masbias, that never is able to satisfy the neshama of the Yiddish songs, because they're not Jewish. we have songs by the Chassidim that come from non-Jewish sources, Kiyadua. Still, that's a big avoidance to take something that's not Jewish and to bring it up to a high madrega. But what's happening now is that they're making it even lower than they're taking the Gaiish music and they're making it, at least it was good when it was Gaiish. They knew how to play and it was something. Now it's tam noise and they put in a pasuk from Yeshir Shirim and it's Nachana Veira, Sonikim and Kinla Sachik, but take psukim and put into the alley cat or something. And this is Nabuchodonosor. That kind of a shear can never satisfy a Jew. It can never touch something inside of a person. A Jew comes from the world of Shemini, and Shemini is Lamala. Shemini is Yovel. Yovel means across from Drabar. It means to be free of all the Shibudim of this world. Shemini means Kol Nidre. The meaning of Kol Nidre is that a Yid is not Meshubit to this world. You're not Meshubit. You're not committed to the world. Therefore, in order to come to Yom Kippur, in order for a Jew to come to Yom Kippur, you have to take away all these Shibudim. You have to take away all those in Yonim that are holding a Jew back, that he's not able to go lifnai v'lifnim, to go into the Kodesh Kodoshim, which is a bechina of Yovel, which is a bechina of Shmini, of being free. Therefore, one of the explanations that already we have from the Goyin, and why we blow the Shofar at the end of Yom Kippur, supposed to Tkiya Shofar at the end of Yom Kippur, it certainly is not a din in Tkiya Shofar. So what's the halacha? So that we already have from the Goyim, that's Zeicha to the shofar that was blown in Yom Kippur by Yovel. Right? It's not the same din as the shofar of Rosh Hashanah, it's a different halacha. There's an obligation when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, a person can be Yaitse, could hear from somebody else. Pashtus and Rambam is when it comes to the Tekiyas of Yovel, of Yom Kippur Yovel, it's a Chiyav, if you look in the Hakdamah, To the halachas in the Rambam, it sounds like it's chayv kol echad of echad l'skaya. It's a chiyav in each person to blow mamish, because the inyan of Yom Kippur is yitzias chavshi, is that a Jew is free, he's not bound by this world. That's the inyan of Yovel, returning to who you really are. That's the inyan of every Yom Kippur, blowing the shofar, that after Ne'ilah, a person is finally free to become who he really wants to be, who he can be. So therefore, the Torah only fits Klal Yisrael shehi al olam hateva. The Torah is something which is not part of this world, even though it relates to the world, because it relates to the world. And a Jew is something which is also metzias, which is not of this world entirely. Therefore, it's a shidduch between the Torah Hakadosha and Klal Yisrael. Look at footnote 63. The meaning of the Torah being Al Olam HaTeva. Therefore, those people who try to understand everything in Torah b'derech HaTeva, they're going to have a lot of aggravation. It doesn't work out. The Torah can't be understood b'derech HaTeva. It's greatness. It doesn't go. So, 63. L'shana l'holim mem zayin. Kasha nosan Hashem is baruch lam HaTeva HaSichlis. When the Baruch Shalom gave us the Torah HaSichlis. Now remember, that's a term you have to get used to. Sichlis in morale does not necessarily have to do with the intellect. It means spiritual. It means that which is transcendent. It's above nature. So the Baruch Shalom gave Torah HaSichlis. Asher HaSeichel Nivdol Menachaymer. Seichel, which means ruchnias, spirituality, transcends Chaymer, which is the physical. Asher Dovek B'Chaymer HaHeder. In the world of Chaymer, in this physical world, there's Heder attaches to that, which means emptiness, which could lead to evil and sorrows and so on, is attached to the physical world. Now, the seichel of Torah is not the same thing as the seichel of a human being, even a Jew. Sof kol sof, in our lives, the seichel, which means that which is spiritual, is still connected to the guf. We're still part of this physical world. That's why you and I have problems being good boys and girls, because we're stuck in this crazy paradox. We're stuck between heaven and earth someplace. So we have seichel, which is the neshama, but that neshama is stuck inside the chaimer of the guf, and from that we have all of our tzaras. But the Torah is sichlis mamish. The Torah is sichlis. It's not mitzurvelach. He says, "Ve'ena Torah sichlus k'may seichel adam shul mitzurvelach." A human being, the seichel is still subject to some of the rules of the chaimer of the physical world, because sof kol sof it's in this world. Ketara ain't letzir v'chibur klal ala chaimer. L'kach nikras b'shem or. The Torah, in its essence, in its pure form, the Torah is not part of this world. The fact that that the Torah is mishtal shel darga achad darga, it goes down one level of, if it's like the, like the Tanya, the Lashon of the Tanya's Nasa, the Yarda, that the Torah traveled and descended step after step until it came into what? Until a cloth of a Sefer Torah, it came into the skin of a behemoth, into a tefillin. So the hishtalishtalishlus of Torah. But the Torah Batzmusa has no shaykhus to Chaimer, to the physical world. That's why it's called light. That's why it's called or. Because or always means that which is pure seichel, which is pure ruach. The chsiv kineh mitzvah v'tayra or. You see, a mitzvah, when the Torah descends into this world, and it takes on the form of mitzvahs, so that's already called in pasuk kineh mitzvah, because the ner already means something physical. The candle you could already touch. The candle means it has a shaykhus to chaimer to this world. But Torah is or. Or which is something sublime. It's not from this, it's not something which is physical. Or is always light, always means that which is transcendent. Morali talks about this a great deal. Up ahead he writes the following. Because the Torah transcends this world, therefore when it came to this world, look into the neighborhood in which it arrived. What kind of a neighborhood did it come to? It came to a neighborhood of absolute emptiness. In other words, Baha'i Alma, in this world, the place that is as little a part of this world is a desert. Because a desert is the closest you can get to Torah Vavoyu in this world is a desert. So therefore the Torah was given in the Midbar. Ki bi yishuv hadvarim hativyim. Because in a settled place, even in a place which is settled by a lower life forms of animals or vegetation, but if it's a place that has already its mitzias, it has a mitzias in the olam hateva, it's going to resent the infiltration of kedusha of sichlius. That's the whole idea that the Torah is animus kayamis, that really in order that you should be a person of Torah, it's only hasomis atzma kemidbar, you have to make yourself like a midbar, you have to make yourself into a kli, into a vessel, and how do you do that? You have to empty yourself out in order to receive Torah be'emis, you have to be a midbar, you have to make yourself desert-like in order that you should be a person, you have to realize you have nothing without Torah. If in your life Torah is like a nice additional thing, in other words, you're a nice person, you're a secular person, you're very much a part of the, and not only that, I have an additional mila that I learned Torah a little bit and I'm a kai mitzvahs. That's kfira. That's not what it means to be a Jew. That's not what it means to be a Jew, like there's some extracurricular stuff that you do. That's not what it means to be a Jew. To be a Jew means that you realize that be'etzim, this world is a midbar. It's an absolute midbar. And every one of us is an ani ha'aymer al pesach kedal mekirashim the fact of the losech mamish that we have absolutely nothing except what the Baruch Shalom gives us. That's the only way that a Jew could receive Torah. Therefore, the Torah was given in a midbar because the midbar doesn't have its own personality. It doesn't have what to say. The midbar is a place of listening. Be'eretz Yileli Shimayin, it's the parasha. It's a place of listening. It's a howling desolate, this is the way the Torah describes the winds, and it's empty. There's nothing. So therefore, because it's nothing, therefore the Midbar says, let's hear what you have to say. And the morale brings elsewhere, he brings a marshal of a prince that wanted to expand the kingdom of his father, the king. So the prince was looking for a good place to set up shop for the Malchus. And he came to many places, and they weren't interested. Why? Because they already had Sarum. They already had princes. They already had kings and princes. They already had royalty. Until he came to the Midbar, and he put down the flag, and he says, here, we're going to make the Malchus. Because there's no point in trying to create a Malchus in a place where people think that they already have a Malchus. They're not interested. This is our problem. I once mentioned in Shul that Rav Hutna said, B'shem... I think B'shem, it could be that he said it from the altar. I don't know. But Rav Hutna said that there's a big chilek, you know, he says, by the Goyim, they also had philosophium elokiyim. They had great philosophers that were thinking about God day and night. you know, St. Augustine, Aquinas. They were thinking day and night about God. Immanuel Kant, there were people, there were serious people, brilliant people that had God on their minds. And he says, Afal Pichain, look at the difference between the philosophim ha'elakim lahavdil by them and a Jew. The chiluk is like this. The chiluk is that by their philosophers, their philosophers who were thinking about God, they saw a world. The world exists, and the question is, how does God relate to the world? In other words, assume one universe. Now that we have a universe, how does God work out in the universe? But he says that all of our svarim, all of the svarim, from Rishonim through all the svarim HaKadoshim, they're not working without Yisod at all. The Yisod of our svarim is what? Assume one God. In other words, what? That there's Elokus. The question is, how does the world fit into Elokus? Not that how does godliness fit into the world, but how does the world fit into godliness? And you could tell by every day and how a person lives whether what's his subscription is. Is his subscription in that the first way is the second way? How do you look at your life and how do you prioritize your life? Is it that there's Torah and then the Shaila is no. Afal Pichen, it's a physical world. The Shaila is, you know, what place does the physical world have in the Torah? Or is it that the essence of who you are, God forbid, is this world? And the Shaila is, how do I fit in some Torah into my life? So what the Moral says, that the Torah was given in the Midbar, it's because the Torah really can only touch someone and change someone who understands that he has nothing in this world. And that's why the Torah was given in an empty place. Because the Torah can only be received by someone who feels empty and lifeless and impoverished without the Torah. The Torah, that's what he says, Kibi Yishuv Advar Mativim, HaTorah Enin Lufi HaTeva. Yishuv, settled places, it's a nice place, you know. There are vegetables, there are trees, there are animals, there are people, there are civilizations. They already have something going. So you come in and you tell them, Anarchi Hashem Lekach, it's a nice vart. Stand online. You know, we have a lot of other nice vart lachir. Stand online, there's Milton, there's Shakespeare, there's a lot of nice stuff. Anarchi Hashem Lekach, it sounds nice. You know, I'm the Lord thy God, that's also poetic. Stand online. So therefore, those places are not Mekabel Torah. The Torah can only be received by one who was empty without it. Rashi b'shmeis b'yesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omar HaSaseres HaDibros B'dibur Echad. Right? We know that Rashi brings down that Hashem said the 10 Dibros B'dibur Echad. That we can't even imagine, so we don't know what that means. The Kosovo Kastam Ral explains that in Yin. What does it mean that the Aseres HaDibros were given B'dibur Echad in one Dibur? What does that mean? So Bezal Hashem, he says in Gurai, Dorvezeh Moira al ha-maila ha-gidoyla shal Torah. This reveals the great maila of Torah. Shekol oid she yisrachei kadova milamala v'yovel oylem ha-tachtoin yisparet v'yischalek. Listen to Maral says, in this world, it's like this. The more something descends from its root and its source. In other words, the root and source of everything is one. Is a nekuda, is a point. The lower something is, the more it's fragmented, the more it divides, the more it is diminished into something which is a prat. Because the higher world, the world of truth is Olam Ha'achdus, is Olam Ha'emes. The Ha'emes hi achas. Emes is one. The kol shekar v'la Hashem is baruch hu yoyseh ba'achdus. Therefore, the closer you are to the Baruch Shalom, the less divided a person you are. That's what it means, Tomim Tiyem Hashem Alekecha. You know, the Inyan of Tamim is Shelo Yehei Libcha Choluk Al Amokim. That you have one heart, right? It means that the more one this Madar Baruch Shalom is, Madar HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, so human beings should be one. One means one Kavana, one Kivun, one center point in my life. The more something, the further something is from its source, from the ocean is one, and then there could be rivers and so on, v'chulu, until it gets into someone's faucet, gets into his pot, into his cups. Then all the pratim, all the chilukim, those are all revealed. The further one is from the shayrish, it's meschalik leprati pratim. But in the root and source in the shayrish, hu yaseh ba'achdus, v'atayra nitna mipiv yis'ala. and the Torah comes me piv yisala, vein dover karva el ha'echad rakat Torah. Therefore, you understand what a hafladik ahez, the Maral says, why was it that the Torah was given b'dibur echad? What, the Baruch Shalom sent the special effects? I mean, what was that? That's like, it's a neat thing. It wasn't mean dibur echad, the Maral says, that's, the Torah was revealed in that way of dibur echad, because even though in our lives it sounds to us like 10 diburim, haseres ha'divarim, and even though in our lives it doesn't sound like 10 dvarim, it sounds like a trillion dvarim. Okay, my wife, the kids, the boss, the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Daily News, the New York Post, and then a million noises, kol hamoinish haraimi, right? The tumultuous sounds of Rome, which means all the noises of this world. But really, that it's all one. It's coming from one. It's coming from one. Lefichach nitna mipiv hadibur b'dibur echad legamrei. If you madregas malosa, therefore the Torah is revealed in such a way. There was an Adam Kaddish that said once, you see, like in this world, the whole world is tumulting about Yerushalayim. Hashem is Baruch should protect the city. You see, the whole world is tumulting about Yerushalayim. What's Sefkos of what's Yerushalayim? It's not even a part of the Bronx, Lahavdil. I mean, so what is it? So the Tzaddik said that the way it works is like this. He says, when it comes to Tokyo, London, New York, in the higher world, it's mamish gornish mit gornish. It's nothing. But as it descends into this world, because this is a world of chilukim, of numbers, and right, as it descends into this world, then you see, like, it goes like this. There's New York, it's nothing up there. What's New York, what's Tokyo, London? But then as you get closer to the physical world, so then Tokyo, New York, London, Paris, they become very, very chashiv. He says, by Yerushalayim, it's v'nahapichu. In the Olam Ha'emes, Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim Shamal, is everything. But as it descends into this world, you see that Yerushalayim, in this world, is in the Kuda Ketana. It's a small point of this world. Because l'fi madregosa, it's closer to the oneness of what koidim the chilukim of the Aseres HaDvar. It's more, Yerushalayim is more at home in that world of oneness. Ki atam ha-ma'at mikol ha'amim. The fact that Klal Yisrael is small in this world, numbers is an indication, multiplicity, numbers in this world indicate being more comfortable in this world, which is a world of what? Of ribuyim, of multiplicity, of duplicity. The more something resembles the Rebbeinu Shalom, the less diversified it is. When I say diversified, I don't mean that it doesn't have personality. But I mean that everything returns to the, all rivers run to the sea. Everything returns to that oneness. Therefore, in the Adam God, like the Gemara says, the Sichas Chulin of a Talmud Chacham, even when a Talmud Chacham is talking about the weather, it's mixed in with a few Gemaras, say, you know, and a Maim Chazal, because the Talmud Chacham never leaves oneness. That's what Talmud Chacham is. He can never go away from one God. He never is able to walk away from Hashem. He doesn't go into this product. He doesn't forget himself. Lo yibucha elzar. He doesn't have a little getchka that takes him away from the Baruch Shalom. He lives always with the Baruch Shalom. He's in the Olam Ha'achdus. So back on top. So this is the Torah. This is therefore the Torah is given the dibur echad, because the Torah is not the Torah resists. The Torah is anti-chaymer. The Torah doesn't allow itself to be diminished and broken into a billion pieces and so on. It's al ha-tev. V'atayra nivra is koydim back on top. V'atayra nivra is koydim shenivra ha'olam ativi. Tayra kodma la'olam. Tayra is before the world. V'Yisrael nivra gamkin koydim shenivra ha'olam ativi. All those chazals, breishas brolokim, b'ni b'chayri v'Yisrael, that olu b'machshav etchila klai Yisrael, is also above the world. That's why soif ma'ise b'machshav etchila, that's why first you had the shivim ha'umas, you had the 70 nations. Only after the 70 nations, klai Yisrael appeared. Because that's the soif. Maisei is the Machshavat Chila, right? The Machshavat Chila was Klal Yisrael. Therefore, it's only La'achar HaMaisei. The 70 nations first come to the world. That's this physical world. But the Reishis HaMachshavah, the B'ni B'chari Yisrael, the first thought is Yisrael. Therefore, in the physical world, Yisrael is the last one to appear. And that's the Maral explains the whole Inyan of Yaakov Avinu coming into the world after Esav. And that's the Maral L'shitoso. That's how he explains. He says the same thing. L'maisa, my daughter once, my first and second daughters, they still are machloikis about the mishpat habechayru. You know, who's more choshev? And my second one always, this one, you know, resents the how come the other one had certain privileges and was able to go to certain places. I'm sure that some of you have experienced this as well. So this is an ongoing machlokes. So once when my second one, when she was 4 or 5 years old, so she had a taina that she didn't go someplace with mommy or with daddy. And how come the older one went? And so my older one said, I'm the firstborn. So my second one said, she said, very good. She said, Mamish Tamaral. She said, why is that a yichus? I was with Hashem longer than you. I was Noilim Ha'emes for longer than you. You came to Almad Shik. She didn't say those words. But she said, you were, but that's what she was saying, was the morale. And I was with Hashem the whole time. What are you, you're over here playing with blocks. I'm with Hashem the whole time. Therefore, I have more chshivas. It's morale. Soif ma'aseh machshava t'chila. That's true. That's true. The fact that the Umas Olam came into this physical world in that form of Chaimer before Klal Yisrael, that Esav comes into the world before Yaakov Avinu, it was not an indication of the godless. And why is the Torah there from, how does the Torah, and why does the Torah recognize the position of the Bechor? That's something else, Lanachla, and Dinim Omenis, and how that works, I don't want to go into right now. But the Inyan of Soif Ma'aseh Machshava T'chila means that the one who was last in the physical world was most hesitant to come to the physical world. Was misakiv in the higher world. And the morale explains that. The morale explains that therefore that's what it means, that the nations of the world appeared in this world before Yisrael. Lekach, he says, called in Yina Taira Shei Bishmini. Ke'atevi hi tachas mispah shiva. Omashu al ha'teva hu shmini. Therefore, the Jewish people, Asher Bocha Hashem Yisbarach Lechelkai, Chelk Hashem Amai, Vehem Heim Nesiachdu BePeulas Elokias, and we have unique activities that we must engage in that come from that Torah that's not of this world, because we're also not from this world. We're from a place, we're from a point beyond the world, and Shehem Mitzvus Torah. Therefore, the Jewish people alone are muchanim, are designed to accommodate frequencies that come from beyond this world, nevu and ruach hakodesh. We're designed to receive such frequencies. And to be able to contain within us the shechina hakodesha. Ve'akum lefi malosam. Noslam Sheva Mitzvahs. Therefore, the morale says, this is a very, very big yesod in understanding the Sheva Mitzvahs. This is the yesod in understanding the seven mitzvahs. And therefore, the morale says that the goyim have seven mitzvahs. And the seven mitzvahs, Shehem Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, which over here he doesn't go into Arichas, but Arichas is more in the Gevuras Hashem, where the morale shows, we'll see a little bit in the footnote, where the morale demonstrates that the Sheva Mitzvahs are mitzvahs that are designed to make this world a world that is safe, that is good, that is civilized, that's decent. But the seven mitzvahs are designed to perfect this world. This world. The seven mitzvahs are not designed to bring somebody beyond this world. It's true that if a Ben Arach is Mekayim the seven mitzvahs, then he has the Schar. As the Rambam says, the Chesedum Sa'ilim could also, the Mekayim, the mitzvahs, because they were given, as the Rambam says, Ben Hilchos Melachim, to Moshe and Har Sinai. So he's able to have a place in the Ilam HaNivdol. However, the place of Bnei Noach is this world, and their mitzvahs correspond to this world and all that needs to be perfected in this world. But it does not have their mitzvahs do not have the ability, or are not relating to a world beyond this world. And the morale more by Riches discusses each one of the seven mitzvahs, how even the Isra of Avodah Zarah, which the morale explains by Riches, which we all understand up Yisrael, what's the result of Avodah Zarah? My God is better than your God, so I'm going to kill you. It's where a Jew understands, Avechad l'kulanu, why should I kill you and you kill me? The Zelda Tata. You know, we come from the same place. It's one family. But the Umas Ha'olam that were Mishalkim Kol Echad Ve'echad Lefiha Avodah Zarah Shalom. Every nation has its... So what's the greatest cause in history for people killing other people? It certainly is religion. So Avodah Zarah. There's always a close relationship between Gilei Rashi V'Chizdom and Avodah Zarah. It wasn't just These three are very much interrelated. And the Kiddur from all of history. It's the same thing with Gilai Raya. What's Gilai Raya? Gilai Raya means there's more than one. It's also from the world of Ribui, from the Olam HaTeva. Why should it just be you? There's somebody else also. What's Gilai Raya? I'm not miyuchid to one person. A person who's a prutz, a zayin the chalila, a person, a man who's a paritz. So he doesn't live in that place of oneness. So mimele, the same balavad azara who doesn't accept, who doesn't relate to oneness. So he also doesn't relate to what? He can't relate to one God, he can't relate to one wife, and he can't relate to this human being encroaching upon his territory, which he feels there's one world. So I have one world and you're taking a part of my world. A person who lives with the Baruch Shalom understands that it's not one world. If there's one Rebbeinu Shalom, that's like what I said in Shul, I think 2 weeks ago, that, or a few weeks ago, that the Friedrich Rebbe from Lubavitch, the Rebbe Rayatz, you know, he had a lot of trouble with the communists, he had a lot of aggravation. So he deserved it. I don't mean he deserved government to suffer, but I mean he did a lot in Russia. He ignored the communists, and he was, as you know, he was spreading Yiddishkeit. So at one point, when he was in prison, so they went over to him, and he was with which chassid was with him, and they put a gun to the head of the rayatz. They put a gun to his head, and the Russian knew that it wasn't loaded, but he says, "Okay, Rabbi, you have any last words to say?" And the Rebbe Rayatz very calmly said, "Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad." That was it. And then the Russian pulled the trigger. As a joke, but if that would be a joke that would be played on God forbid any of us, we might have to go to therapy for years, right? And then we'd pass out. There's a friend of mine that had a mice like that with somebody, with an Arab. It was a mice like that next to Israel. This goes back 25 years, and he was sick for a long time. He had a nervous breakdown. So the Rebbe Rayatz, when the Russian pulled the trigger, he didn't blink. Yeah. So the Russians, they never such a thing, you know. So the Russians said, "What are you? You're not a human being." So the Rayat said, "Let me explain to you." He said, "You see, you believe in one world and one gun. I believe in two worlds and no guns." That's what he said. So what's the? You see, we could say that stuff. It's a nice drushy, you know, but if someone stands, then you know you. to put something in the Lamaisa, to have that hakara, to be able to see such a thing with such a clarity, so that's a Jew. So he says, that's what it means. Keteva, yeah, heimim nisat wulos al shemitzat. That's the shavim mitzvah v'nei nayach. That's the end of the shavim mitzvah v'nei nayach. That's that the shavim relate to this physical world, to this physical world. And therefore, even Avodah Zarah, Gilai Raya, Shvichus, even those Isurim and the Sheva Mitzvahs that you would say, all right, Gilai Raya, Shvichus, let me understand, that's part of the Olam HaTeva, but you might think that Avodah Zarah is already, that's more of a hush of a thing, not the worst. But you know, therefore, by them, this Machlokes Rambam and Tosis, by Shittif, right, whether he's allowed to believe in Shittif, whether he's allowed to have another God, to believe in Hashem plus another God. So that's not a Shaila by Yid, the Father by Yid is forbidden, right? So you already see that it's not pure faith that is being demanded of a guy. That's not a question of pure faith. What mandrega can he reach in his emunah? the point is that even in this world, Avodah Zarah has proven to be, rampant Avodah Zarah has proven to be a source of unbelievable suffering and violence and so on. Christianity has brought the biggest korban to the world. Christianity is the source of the biggest korban in the world. Isa Ha'ish, Yashke, what he brought into this world, a korban, and it's all in the name of religion. It's all in the name of religion. And what's happening right now in Eretz Yisrael, everybody's running around screaming and going crazy. It's also it's not in the name of Allah, it's not in the name of Muhammad. It's the greatest source of pirud, because there's shivim umas, and that's the olam ha'alma de pirud, the world of division and separation. See, it's mamish. We're coming to Simchas Torah Tishmini Atzeres. Zayis Abroch, Hashem Misinai Bar, V'Zorach Misir Lama Hifi Mehaparin. So everybody knows my boy is sorry, my boy Parin. What's the Baruch Shalom? Why is he showing up by Esav and by Yishmael? What's he doing over there? It says that when the Baruch Shem came to give us the Torah, he made stops. He made stop by Esav. He made a stop by Yishmael. What does that mean? Melamed. So that's the Gemara. Melamed shehichzeh kadosh baruch hu Torah al kol ha'olam. That the Baruch Shalom went and offered the Torah to the nations of the world. V'leirotzu l'kabla. Look how the Moral Lord's pshat in the Gemara. And the nations of the world didn't want it. Ad shebo Yisrael v'kibluha. Till Klai Yisrael said na'aseh v'nishma. So we're all upset by that. What do you mean? I always, whatever happened to Hashabach Haban Mikol Amim, we were the last choice. The Baruch Shalom, the Baruch Shalom, what, he went first to Bangkok and offered it to them, and he went to Yishmael, he went to Esav, and then nobody else took it. So then he came to Klai Yisrael, and we took it, Nasa Venishma. That's Hashabach Haban, Venosan Lonu, so we have problems with that. So what does that mean? That the Baruch Shalom went, Shehichzak Hashabach Atara Kola Ulam. They didn't want it. So it says in the Medrash, it says more in details what happened. So the Baruch Shalom went to Bnei Esav. Armelham writes about the Makabel Torah. You want the Torah? Armelham, Maksiv, what's written? Armelham leisirtzach. It says don't murder. Armelham called Baruch Shalom to Yisrael. Chaber chetichy. What do you mean? That's our panosa. That's our whole chiyus is to kill. You're telling me I shouldn't. He's saying it says in the Torah, Seitzach. It says by the Zayde. It says Al Chaber Chazichya. That's what we do. We're murderers. We can't take such a Torah. Ain't on the rights of Makabla. Amalu Bnei Yishmael. So the Baruch Shalom and he offered it to Bnei Yishmael. Rights of Matan Makabla Torah. Amalu Maksiva. Amalu Hamlei Signayv. Says don't steal. Amalu Kalber Chasav Shleitzi Ish. Who ye per Adam? Yada Bekal Yad Kalbei. Another version of the Medrash says Lei Sinav. It's the same Yisayt. Yod HaBakol, everything belongs to me. Peradam, no? Peradam, a wilde mensch. A peradam is Yishmael. That's all. So they were also not being able to, they were also not, and in the rights of Makabla Adkan, that's what it says in Medrash, which is the Tehezbah of the Gemara. So, you know, when we were children, we heard this Gemara, what does it mean? Then you have another kasha that you ask, that you need to ask, the other kasha is, so it's so bad. So the Baruch Shalom Davka told them the one thing that they can't do. Doesn't seem Yaisha. Comes to Yishmael, so Lesinov, Lesignov, that's the biggest problem. So they ask, what does it say in the Torah? So the Baruch Shalom told them, keep it off aim. The Muslims are very respectful of parents. So could have said, keep it off aim. Then the Muslims would have said, oh, that's fine. The Arabs would have said, Bnei Yishmael would have said, that's fine. That's good, we like that. So that's also a kasha. Where's Yaisha? You dafka tell them the one thing that they can't do. Whenever I explain this Gemara, I always mention that it's a good thing we said Nasa Venishma, because if we would have asked, and the Baruch Shalom would have said, you know, you can't have an all cash business or something. So we would have also, but then what would have happened to the whole history of the world? So the Chaz de Hashem, we said Nasa Venishma, right? So Nasa Venishma. But what does it mean? How does this fit into the holiness of Bechiris Yisrael? Aleph and Beis, where's Yaisha? What is it? What does it mean that Davka, they can't, the one thing that they have the biggest problem, that's not nice. It's not nice. You would ask a child, Davka, that he should help you to do something that you know that he's doomed to fail, and it's an achzaris, it's cruel. We Davka ask our children to do something where we know they can be matzliach. So the Baruch Shalom says to the Umas Olam, he asks them to do this. What's written in the Torah, Davka, the one thing that you tell a Ben Esav, you can't kill. Wow. It's not even shaykh to think of such a thing. So the Moral says, this is all what I've been explaining. The Torah is Misyacheses al Yisrael. Finished. That's all this Gemara is saying. The Torah belongs to Jews. It can only work with a Jew. Shem ha'pu'ulos ha'alakiyos misyachzas Yisrael shalafim milas nafshim, because that Jew has an nefesh alakiyos. He's from the world of Shmoina, not from the world of Shiva. Say therefore, hey muchonim elapu'ulos ha'alakiyos, therefore they're muchonim, they're prepared, they're equipped. They're muchonim for these mitzvahs to be makabel Torah. They're miyichud lahem, and they're designated to live this way. Aval akum mitzad chesroinim u'pchisusam, but the nations of the world, mitzad dechisroinis, nepchises, their lower level, that they're of this world, einim ru'uyim lepu'ulos ha'elokiyos, they are not ru'uyim to godly actions, to Torah shem ha'mitzvahs. V'zeu shahayamachzir ha'Torah kol umu v'loshen. So now, what does it mean? The Maral saying the oimik of that Gemara, it doesn't. He's telling us, don't get crazy. Like with the, you know, you can start with these kashas. What does it mean when the Rebbeinu Shlomo offered the Torah to the nations of the world? It doesn't mean, the Maral says, that there was a shakel of Itariya, and there was a cheshbon that by Esav, I don't know, what does it say? The Maral says this is what it means. The Maral is telling us that when the Rebbeinu Shlomo was machzir, it doesn't mean that he asked, do you want it, you don't want it, in such a simple or simplistic way. It means he's addressing the very essence. He's addressing the existential reality of the nations. The existential reality of an Esav, it doesn't mean that he has to, the existential reality of an Esav is that he lives in this world, which is a world where if I want something, I'll kill for it. The existential reality of Yishmael is Yad Bakol. That's the reality of the Umas HaOlam. That's this world that is not a world of Kabbalah Satayra. It's a world that cannot accept Torah, because it's a world that insists on existing on its own terms. And those terms will not allow the penetration of Kedusha HaTorah into it.
That the wholeness, the whole guf, the whole goy is not yuchas, is not connected to the bulus, to the mitzvahs. But it comes out according to the Gemara, there's only one aspect of the goy. I mean, bidavka isu.
No, so I don't think it means that. I don't think it just means there's the one, that nekuda. In other words, each nation has its weakest point. That weakest point means here, that nation has its most profound, gross flaw. Right. This is its grossest flaw. This is its chisis. This is its ugliest point. Right? And from there is mishtalshel, you know. But in other words, it doesn't mean to say that the only problem that a Ben Esav has is Al-Chabach HaSichya. And if it were not for Al-Chabach HaSichya, he'd be fine with Shabbos HaYontav, Tefillin, and Tzitzis. Doesn't mean that. Or not even with Kibbutz Aveim. Even though that's a machlok, we spoke about that Shavuos the whole night. I spoke about that, whether those mitzvahs that are sichlius, that's a Shavuos Ramah, whether the mitzvahs that are sichlius, it's clear from the Shavuos Ramah that even the mitzvahs are sichlius, like Kibbutz Aveim, even there, it's different. And the goyim have different rules and regulations within the Sheva Mitzvahs than a Jew. But it doesn't mean to say, when the Baruch Shalom asked Esav, he wanted, and he says, what does it say? It says, forget it, Al-Chaber HaSichya, that's our world. It doesn't mean to say why didn't the Baruch Shalom say, it says in the Torah, Uchsatim al-Mazuzah Be'Sach V'Shevach, it says you have to put a little box on your doorpost. Well, what's the big deal? They can't put the mezuzah on because even that is mishtalshel from who they really are. And who is he really? He's Al-Chaber HaSichya. Al-Chaber HaSichya means he's the anti-Torah. He's anti-Tzurah. He's anti-Kedusha. And the Mimela, he might be able to imitate the Jew. And that's why you find, Reb Sadler talks about this a lot, this birur is especially clear when it comes to Purim, which is Adli Yodab and Arham al-Baruch Mordechai. That you have a molek, you have such a thing that a guy impersonates a Jew. There is such a mitzvah of impersonating. All of Christianity, what's Christianity? It's a cheap imitation. It's a very cheap imitation of Yiddishkeit. That's what Christianity is. So Christianity is mislabish. The guy thinks he's putting on the Big Day Kahuna. The guy in Rome is putting on the Big Day Kahuna. And he stands on the balcony and he blesses a million people. He thinks that Lahavdil, he's the Kohen Gadol. This is an impersonation of Kedusha. What the Baruch Shalom was megaled by Maimon HaSinai is Davka Asher Baruch Habon Mikol HaAmim. Not because Esav likes to kill and doesn't fit into the Torah, because the Torah says don't kill. It means this is the mahus of that nation. Is that they can't accept. And the Mimela, even though Esav might put on a mezuzah, and Esav might put on a talis cotton, and a talis godel, and even though Esav, it doesn't make a difference. The Etzim, he's not a Makabal HaTorah. That's what the Rosh Hashanah Davka wanted to show us, that only we could be Makabal HaTorah. That we're the only ones that are B'nai Torah. But the nations of the world can't receive it, Bechlal. So that's what it means. So why Davka, that weak point? Because that is the flaw the point of weakness of that ummah. And every nation has its point of weakness, which from there is mishtalshel all the b'chisas of that nation. But it doesn't mean to say that everything else is fine. It's not fine. It's not fine. Everything, the downfall begins from there and it goes weiter. That's what Hashem says. Torah kol umah v'loshen ve'etzem nashim. That's, listen, hear the words. Listen to the sentence. This is the sentence. Ve'etzem nafsham, the very essence of their nefesh, of their souls, is mima'in lekabel ha'pu'ulois ha'alukuyos. It's mima'in, v'timo'ein. How do you translate? It resists. It can't. Etzem nafsham. He was speaking to the soul of Yishmael. He was speaking to the essence of Esav. And the essence of Esav says it's not for us. Kim Yisrael hayu muchon l'toy mitzad ma'ilas nafsham. Only Yisrael's mitzad ma'ilas nafsham are muchonim to the Torah. Look at the footnote 73. The Shari benetzach Yisrael, Yud Aleph, omnam imtay me'efshish tiyed atay l'umacheres. So maybe you want to say that another nation can receive the Torah. Don't even think of such a thing. Every single nation has its own Seder. The Baruch Shalom set up this world. Yatsev Gvulos Amim. Yatsev Gvulos Amim means that the Baruch Shalom set up a world in which every nation has its Gvulim, it has its Teva, its nature, and it has to function and to try to make this world a civilized place, Lefi its Teva. And the Baruch Shalom wanted it that way, and that Seder of that nation does not belong to another nation. And that Seder that's called Torah Mitzvah is only for Klal Yisrael. It wouldn't work for another nation. As you could see yourself, he said, with your own chush. Im Shehem Moedim B'Torah. Am shehem moedim b'tayra, and even an am, a nation that is moedim, that's moedim b'tayra. Ad gvula loybo lekayem isa. With all of the praise and all of the and that in every single motel and hotel there's a Bible in the drawer. No one's mekayem it. Mashakosev ba lekayem mashakosev. They have all kinds of explanations, you know. But the world is not Mekayimit. They appreciate the Torah as a work of art. In every college you could take a course, Bible as poetry. They appreciate it. But to be Mekayimit, that's a different thing. They could talk about it, they could think about it. But they can't live it. They can't live that way. That's how he explains over there. That's what it means in the Gemara. Hashem is Sinai Ba. This Gemara that we just spoke about here, the Gemara from Avodah Zarah. But why? Because you don't want something. If it doesn't, it's not you. Don't blame the nations of the world. It doesn't become them. It's not them. They don't want it. The painful thing is that they claim to want it. That's why we have such aggravation with Christianity and with Islam. We don't have problems with it. We didn't have problems with the Orient. When Christians reached the Orient, then we had problems. But Stalinism, with the Chinese, the Japanese, the Indians, they have tinnitus against Knesset Israel. They say, "Go tight. You want to put on film." But the nation, but Yishmael and Esav, they have a hard time. Why? Because Yishmael and Esav hold themselves to be Bnei Avram, and therefore, since they hold themselves to be Bnei Avram, they hold it. They have a shaychus to it. That belief that they have is the reason that we have such aggravation, Davka, from Esav and Yishmael, not from the other Umas Olam. If other Umas Olam had tainus against us, they were tainus about the physical world. They weren't trying to take Yerushalayim away from us. Only Esav and Yishmael tried to take Yerushalayim from Jews. The Chinese don't want to take Yerushalayim away from Jews. They're interested. Esav and Yishmael want to take it away. Why? Because they hold that the Torah was, they hold that they have a chelik in Torah. That's they're trying to imitate. And they're trying, that's why we find that in the Zohar Kodesh and in the Sramak Adoshim, Esav is called Kaif Bifnei Adam, which I love that lashon. What does it mean, Kaif Bifnei Adam? A monkey. Monkey, right? The monkey, the whole mahus of a monkey is it imitates. So Esav is called the great impersonator. That's the whole Christianity, is an impersonation of Yiddishkeit. And that's why we davka have tzaris from them. Because they taina that it's ours. And they want Eretz Yisrael. Yishmael has a taina that Eretz Yisrael, Yushalayim, and B'nai Esav. So what's B'nai? You hear all these fundamentalist Christians. They all feel so bad for the Jews because they believe that the Jews belong in the Holy Land. Yeah? President Carter with all of his chaver. All those right wing, born again Christians, they're more upset about what's going on in Eretz Yisrael than the B'nai Bris. Why is that? So the fools amongst our people think is that they believe in the chosenness of Knesset Yisrael, and that Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. That's why you think that's why. That's why the fundamentalist Christians are upset about what's going on between the Arabs. No, because they believe that the Bible will be fulfilled by the Jews being there. So then Yazl will take over the whole parasha, and then all the Jews will be converted, and the truth of the Lord will be revealed. V'chulu v'chulu with all the shkarim and kazovim. That's what it is. This is the pain that Klal Yisrael suffers from the Umas Ha'olam. K'kayf b'fnei Adam. This is Yishmael bothers Yishmael. Esav, the anger is much stronger because of the keshav. Because Bnei Esav, the Christianity, the sin is a greater sinner. The sin of Halacha Esav son Yaakov is a stronger sinner. Biskarov explained, the Beis Halevi explained, it's a stronger sinner because it was an ach and a srachek. Yishmael Sof Kol Sof was a different parasha, which I don't want to go into right now. But Esav, the sin is gewaltig because Esav holds it. It's mamish mine. They look at Yerushalayim and they're eating their hearts out. More than Yishmael. The Yishmaelim are dropping rocks from the Harabayis. The Bnei Esav are the bigger enemies. And in history, the Bnei Esav have caused us much more sorrows than Bnei Yishmael. Much more sorrows than Bnei Yishmael. Ain't a diamond what we've had from the Christians. Achshin is rachik. Nisparak achavila that we have from Bnei Esav. That's what the Maral is saying. They're not able to mekayim it, and that's what bothers them. They claim to believe in it, and they can't do it. So the first thing they have to get rid of is Torah Shabbal Peh. Let's get rid of that, because there's a lot of stuff in the Torah Shabbal Peh. So let's get rid of the Torah Shabbal Peh. That's Kodim Kol. So there's no such thing as Torah Shabbal Peh. The Rabbis, the Prushim, the Pharisees, whatever it is. But okay, so Torah Shabbachsav. So why don't you put a box between your eyes or something? A letter, do something, have something. What about Shabbos? So they come up with a whole new thing, and this is a period of grace, and that was until he was killed. V'chul, v'chul. And then they look at the Jewish people, and they can't live. It bothers them so much that they cannot be mekayim, this thing that they claim to believe in more than anybody, and they can't do it. Nothing changes. And that when the Maral wrote that, he was talking against Christianity. There's no chiluf, there's no Second Testament, there's no new covenant, there's no bris hachadosha, there's no tmura. The Baruch Shalom, v'loyomir dosai, the Baruch Shalom was not machlif anything, nothing changed. He didn't exchange Esav all of a sudden for Yaakov Avinu. He didn't put in Yoshke instead of Moshe Rabbeinu Chalila. Nothing happened. You know, in the Quran, in the story of the Akedah, you know what does it say in the Quran? It's unbelievable. In the Quran's version of the Akedah, Yishmael is the Ben HaNekad. Yishmael. It's like mamish, like when they redo an old movie, you know? It's unbelievable. So they put Yishmael in, the Yishmael's Ben HaNekad. Yashbis Medainenu, can you imagine all the tefillahs that Yom Neroim, you have to put Yishmael. Not Yitzchak Avinu. Just changing the Torah. Because they can't take it. Because they can't live that way. Aleph and Beis, the Torah is makhisha. The Torah itself rejects them. Kibi Yitzchak Yikar Lechazara. What's the Yishmael supposed to do with that? That's not, I feel bad, no? It says Beferish and Chumash. You could scream all day, jihad. It says in Beferish and Chumash. Kibi Yitzchak Yikar Lechazara. So what's Esav supposed to do? What's Yishmael supposed to do with these psukim? Esav sees it says, "Kibbe Yitzchak Yikar Lachazar, Yitzchak Velo." Because Yitzchak, the Gemara says, and then it says, "Vat Shulachem Poy Machamor." Right by that K, the Shulachem Poy Machamor. What does it say in the Gemara? Rashi brings it down, "Am Hadoyim Lechamor." So Yishmael's Doyim Lechamor. Yishmol, you know what? I'm upset about what's going on in there. It's also Yishmol is daim lechamor. Yishmol is like a donkey. That's Beloshon Nekiah, right? That's Yishmol. And in the Quran, it made Yitzchok is the one who has to stay behind, and Yishmol goes up to the Harabayis. But as it says, they know that it says in Chumash. They're not stupid. The Muslims, the Arabs, are not stupid. They know that it says in Chumash. Va'atem shulechem poyim achamor va'ani va'anar nelcha ad poy. Va'ani va'anar means Avraham Avinu Yitzchak Avinu. It means the Rebbein Shalom and Klal Yisrael. And you stay behind over here, you miserable good for nothing, a pair of them. You stay in your neighborhood, wherever you like. But you don't come to Yerushalayim. Va'ani va'anar nelcha ad koy. Ad koy. That's where we go. You shulechem poyim achamor. You sit down. I'm Adayim Lecham. You stay away from the Harabayis. That's what the Baruch Shalom tells you, Shmuel. And how do you have it's Rahmanis. So therefore, they have to change the whole story. So Anayimas, as Yitzchak Avinu, he's in Gaza, yeah. Yitzchak Avinu stays in Gaza, and he's in Damascus. He's in Amman, and Yishmael is going up to Harabayis. Anayimas, because the whole Chalifin that took place, this whole switching of Torah, is because the Torah itself, here is the irony, that the very those same two nations that claim that the Torah is their inheritance, that the Torah Shebichsav, that the Bible is their inheritance, the Bible itself has rejected them. And that's something that they can't live with. And the existence of the Jewish people is a daily reminder of that rejection. Is a reminder of that rejection of Yishmael and Esav out. Memel the sinner, where then that's why it says in the Gemara, why is it called Sinai? And it's the interchanging of the Samach and the Sin. Shkimisham Yarda Sinai La'ilam. It's what's the reason for anti-Semitism? Finances, a hin and a hair. The reason for anti-Semitism is what? Is Kizmisham Sinai. Kizmisham Yarda Sinai La'ilam. Har Sinai. Because it was that moment, that place, that said, once again reminded them, Atem Shulachem Poyam Achamor, Kib Yitzchak Yichar Hazar, Velo Bekal Yitzchak. Avram Avinu, Yankov Avinu, Yitzchak Avinu, come with me. And from there, Misham Yardis in Ha'ilam. And Ha'asini were given the Tayag Mitzvahs, the Ha'pu'ulos, Ha'elekiyos. And the nations received their seven mitzvahs. And what do the seven mitzvahs mean? Atem Shulachem Poyam Achamor. You're part of this world, therefore stay behind in this world. Don't come to Harabais. Harabais is not from this world. Harabais is not from this world. So don't attempt to go to that place. That's what he says. That's not something which is possible, it can't be. Alright, Bez Hashem. We'll continue. We'll have a little bit, I think Sukkos will be a Ben Azmanim. Right? I know some of the ilmas away and I'm going around a lot, if you don't mind, so I think that next week is not Sukkos, but Sukkos, we still have one time of. Can you make it next Thursday? Is that right? You're too busy? It's okay. So then, Mishnah next Thursday, we'll finish the parak, and then we'll have a break for Sukkos. Good? Fine. Shkayach. Have a good time and a good Kibbutz year. A good year.